June 16, God's Sovereign Plan. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 6 to 8. For in Scripture it says, "See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame. Now to you who believe, this stone is precious, but to those who do not believe, the stone the builders rejected has become a capstone, and a stone that causes men to stumble and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for." In the first chapter of this letter, Peter wanted his readers to grasp the wonders of God's salvation through Christ. In this second chapter, his focus narrows to the status Christians carry as God's true people. Peter quotes Isaiah 28:16. "See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame." In its original setting in Isaiah, God was forcefully telling his people they only had one defense against invasion: God's building, built on one sure foundation stone. The cornerstone was always the very first stone put in place. Because both the angle of the walls and the height of each stone next to it were extended from the cornerstone, it had to be perfectly square. Peter says the cornerstone is Christ. Christ is precious to God, and so are we. He is the precious cornerstone of God's temple, and we are stones in that house of God. He is the living stone, and we are living stones, born again by his resurrection life. God the Father set his Son in place despite his rejection by the builders. The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone. A capstone was the final stone put in place. In this passage, the builders discard one particular stone because it doesn't seem to fit, only to find that when they get to the very top of the wall, right in the corner, they need a stone of exactly that shape. Jesus was rejected by his own people, and particularly the religious leaders, the builders, because he didn't fit the plans they had in mind. Peter boldly declares that God saw his Son as the most important stone in the whole building. "A stone that causes men to stumble and a rock that makes them fall" is a quote from Isaiah 8:14, which says not only that the Lord will become a sanctuary for those who follow him, but also that he would prove to be a stone that causes men to stumble and a rock that makes them fall. Peter then adds, "They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for." The readers of this letter were experiencing strong persecution, and Peter wanted to help them see what was happening more from God's perspective. The rejection of Christ and even the hostile unbelief that confronted these Christians were predicted long before in the Old Testament. More than just predicted, they were in a very real sense planned by God in the scope of his sovereign plan for the world. Even hostile persecution has God given limits to it. Are you facing persecution because you're a Christian? Read both 1 and 2 Peter right through. You'll be amazed how much both letters say about what you're going through. Keep your eyes on Jesus. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 23 says, "When they hurled their insults at him, he did not retaliate. When he suffered, he made no threats. Instead, he entrusted himself to him who judges justly."